by releasing male hormone from sex hormone-binding globulin by two capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyl norrenogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. Calm Mind and Brain Make are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, sun-theanine, and GABA. And Brain Make contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, that triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com has the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutriMedical and our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutriMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. And welcome back, and we should have Rob Brazelli in a moment. I want to bring also John W. Spring on. I just got a big article, which I'm going to post up in hour number three, and it's pretty significant, and I'm going to read part of this article to start with before we get Rob Brazelli here. This article is, by the way, sent directly to the president, to President Donald J. Trump, and it's pretty significant because it kind of crystallizes some of the issues that are going on and the expertise that John Spring has had since 1962 with the first Russian-Cuban missile crisis in the mid-1980s that happened in Grenada Island, and how this is kind of getting us into a situation now that's very dangerous. Let's go have a look at this here. Is a need for different geopolitical policies toward China and Russia related to now to their military involvement in Venezuela. And I'm going to read part of this article here. Dear Mr. President, two Russian military planes carrying nearly 100 troops were recently arrived in Venezuela for the purpose of supporting the regime of Nicolas Maduro at Caracas, which is causing so many Venezuelans now to face hunger and starvation. Already there are 35,000 Chinese troops from the Elite People's Liberation Special Operations Forces and 46,000 Cuban troops to support and train Maduro's 360,000-man army. However, of even greater concern is a Russian Air Force base in La Rochela Island with extremely long-range runway for landing giant air transports, and that's the Antonov An-225, that can carry mobile launchers with several intermediate-range ballistic missiles armed with the thermonuclear warheads capable of striking all regions of the continental of the United States from Nicaragua and Venezuela within minutes after landing at Punta Huerte in Central America and La Rochela Island in the Lesser Antilles, located in the Caribbean Sea. Unfortunately, unlike your advisors, I can provide you with insight about the mindset of military strategists in Moscow and Beijing who are rather capable. However, you will not find an analyst in Washington who has ever reached my level of accomplishments, background, and experience with required qualifications related to strategic intelligence related to the missile crisis now occupying in North Korea, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, because without any missile defense in operation, we must identify and locate these threats by intelligence analysts who are able to act at a level that is well beyond the capability of any personnel in Washington, and time is running out. That's one of the first letters. The last one is on March 22nd. The need for a missile defense system due to deployment of many Chinese, Cuban, Russian troops. And by the way, I've got visions and intel agencies that there are also Middle Eastern troops there, including from Iran and Hezbollah in Venezuela, believe it or not. And the first vision I had in the fall about the Chinese was a one hospital ship with a big Red Cross on it and Chinese troops arriving. And now three hospital ships a few months ago. So I got confirmation, including pictures and intel, proving that they're exactly correct. Now what's going on here now, these are acts of war. We talked in the last hour with Harley Schlanger about the need for agreements to get trade set up. But they need to withdraw their troops. Russia and China are in a war footing for a thermonuclear exchange with the United States. We are actually in a situation where if somebody makes a mistake, missiles are going to fly, not only in our direction toward America and American cities and military bases, but against Russian and Chinese cities and towns. And it won't be just us. It'll be China being hit by Japan, who's within finger's breadth of firing missiles on every city along the coast of China. And they don't get it. The Chinese don't get it. The Russians don't get it. They don't realize we also have space-based and other weapons. And people have to understand we have technology being developed by other countries, including even Brazil, to have anti-missile systems in space that can knock out our eyes in space. So I'm going to get back to the next letter. Dear Mr. President, as said before by me already, I have informed you of the current Venezuelan missile crisis that now exists. For this reason, the deployment of an effective missile defense system must become a higher priority than a space force at this time, with an additional bureaucracy that would be only delay the immediate need to protect our nation from the southern border and coast, where we are most vulnerable from intermediate range nuclear missiles with thermonuclear warheads that can be airlifted to Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela in a very short period of time. In terms of numbers, Cuba has deployed 46,000 troops from the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Cuba, FAR. China has deployed 35,000 elite troops from the People's Liberation Special Operations Forces, or the PLA. Russia may have only 400 military contractors in Venezuela, but because of them and currently involved with the Russian Air Force operations on La Rochela Island, or Isla de la Rochela, they call it sometimes, where very long-range runways have been constructed by Russian personnel. They can accommodate the very large Antonov AN-124 and Russa Landan Antonov AN-225, MRIYA, air transport, which can carry fully integrated mobile launchers with many intermediate-range missiles armed with thermonuclear warheads that can be fired within minutes after being unloaded at the La Archila Island in the Caribbean Sea or Punta Huerte, Nicaragua, in Central America, for striking any regions in the continental United States. Even though there may be 360,000 troops in the Venezuelan army, the fewer Russian there are greater concern. So we're dealing with a situation now, and I want this to be fully understood, and I think Trump is starting to get it. One of the reports that I have actually from Drudge today actually specifically quotes that. This is a Trump advisor warns Russia on military presence in Venezuela. It's on the Thomson Reuters Foundation News today, Friday the 29th at 14:22 Greenwich Mean Time, GMT. President Donald Trump, National Security Advisor on Russia on Friday about his military presence in Venezuela, said any move to establish expanded operations there would be considered direct threat to an international peace, in other words, an act of war. We strongly caution actors external to the Western Hemisphere against deploying military assets to Venezuela or elsewhere in the hemisphere with the intent of establishing or expanding military operations. I hear a beep. I don't know if that's Rob or if we now have John W. Spring. Yeah, hi, Rob.
Hey,
I've been reading off an article here dealing with the Russian deployment of weapons as well as the Chinese and Cubans in Venezuela. You might want to turn off some more background sound because I hear a lot of sound coming through on your phone or whatever. Some noise coming through on your... Yeah, so there we go. We want to turn off the noise off of whatever it's coming from, whether it's a radio or something. Yeah. Okay, we will consider any such provocation action as a direct threat to the international peace and security in the region. This is, again, a comment from the White House. So Russia said on Thursday it has sent specialists to Venezuela under a military cooperation deal, but insisted they pose no threat to regional stability, brushing aside a call by Trump for Moscow to remove all military personnel from the country. Russia's playing a game, okay? Now, yes, we need to eventually have a trade treaty with Russia and China, but to be honest with you, they're in a war footing where they think, or maybe they are delusional to think, that America's weak enough now that we can't defend ourselves, which we can't, by the way, against hypersonic cruise missiles, but they don't realize that mutual assured destruction is guaranteed. Every Russian city and town in Russia and every city and district of China will be annihilated within minutes if there's a thermonuclear attack on America. Now, they think that they can kind of push Trump and he won't do it, but they should understand that this is a very dangerous situation and mistakes happen. We have a situation where, for example, we had a comet pass about 5 years ago. They hit southern Russia near the T-80 tank manufacturing facility and it blew up windows for over 100 and some miles because of the air compressive explosive force in the upper atmosphere of this meteor coming in. But it almost precipitated a launch on command sequence. So I know the radar commander for Colonel Lynn Wells from NORAD 25 years ago, and I know about intel information I've received from the Russians that it was common sense and prayer, in a sense, that prevented us from having a thermonuclear exchange. So Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and another expert in Europe we talked about with Harley a few weeks ago have stated very clearly 2019 is the greatest dangerous year for the possibility of a thermonuclear war. The only way to stop it is several things. Number one, stop the refining of oil from Venezuela. Okay, I know that Trump says he doesn't see oil coming in. No, it's coming in and being refined by U.S. refineries. Number two, embargo any oil going to Cuba. Number three, seize the bank accounts of Putin and all his oligarchs and all the PLA members and the people who are making carfentanil. I'm sure our intel agencies have the GPS coordinates of the facility in China that's making it, shipping it across the Mexican border that could have killed half of the American population with carfentanil. Once you seize their bank accounts, then cease all trade with China until they withdraw their troops from La Archila Island. They got 35,000 troops there. The Cubans, they got 46,000. Then I would decapitate the regimes. And if the Russians even squeak sideways, they need to understand they're on a launch on command sequence. They will be annihilated. This is the only way we're actually going to get them to pull the troops up, because if Russia has this nuclear gun to our neck and we have no nuclear defense, if a treaty is signed by, let's say, Donald Trump's son-in-law next year in 2020, then it's very possible that we would actually have a treaty breakdown and a thermonuclear exchange, because, as John W. Spring says, we do not have missile defense. Now, I sent over a year and a half ago how to build a missile defense system based on the brilliant pebbles. Right now, their plan was to have 7,000 missiles in space in satellites that would detect a missile and then shoot kinetically to shoot a missile with a missile. What I thought is something much more elegant, which is a plasma rocket system launched from the ground rather than just a missile in place in space, because these missiles in space could be knocked out by anti-missile systems or ground-based lasers, etc., which would basically knock our eyes out, which is what they're doing. Both China and other countries are actually researching anti-satellite systems. And so you'd launch a plasma rocket. It would have missiles that would actually bring up a number of laser nets that would actually wrap around a missile or missilette or warhead and then blow it to bits in near space. We also have ground-based Tesla plasma weapons that have been researched in White Sands Missile Base. And we could use ground-based or guidance systems to actually hit the missile in near space before it even gets into near orbit, before it starts to retarget or multiply release their warheads. If without missile defense systems, we're a sitting duck, and not just from EMP, from what's called the weapon of indignation. So we need to start laying plasma lines and get rid of UHF transformers. I'm going to get Dr. Pai on the program. I'm also going to, by the way, have contacted the wife of Gordon Chang, who authored The Coming Collapse of China and Nuclear Showdown with North Korea. The author of these books has been on Fox a number of times. Top expert. I'll have him on the program. I've also asked, by the way, on the program to have Senator Rand Paul talking about his birth at, his conception bill, which was introduced in 2016, reintroduced in January 2019. And also Senator Scott from Florida about his health care plan, because we need to solve health care if Trump is going to be reelected. And the fact that you see Nancy Pelosi panicking over trying to say that Trump's saying he's going to be the party of health care, of course he is. 180 million Americans, including me, don't want our health care taken over and given to everybody. We don't want the system destroyed. We want to have affordable systems where deductibles and so on are reduced, and Trump is going to fix it, and his party. And Mr. Scott, who, by the way, grew up in a family where they couldn't afford insurance, needs to know that Americans need to have affordable insurance. But all these things have been paralyzed for 2.5 years by Russiagate and the crazy evil Democrats who now want the Green New Deal and don't want to deal with Russia and China, which are an imminent nuclear threat. So your comment, Rob, go ahead.
Well, just to kind of pick up on the tail on what you were saying, I mean, the Democratic Party, I mean, they're very immature, like mentally immature. I mean, just think about the gravity of what you just said. They'd rather screw around with a non-existent climate change, that scam, and play around with this Ivy League idiocy, this five-year-old Robin Hood crap, versus dealing with real issues like dealing with Russia and China, like you're saying. I think it's...
Well, even when I talk to Harley, he wants to just talk about the positive side of this, about the idea that, if we have trade, for example, and people need to know, I know this organically, my great-grandfather... was a Basha. He owned the largest caravan that traveled from Damascus, Syria, to China for thousands of years, their family, that actually my great-grandmother walked to China twice a year beside the camels bringing back silk and bringing gold and gems to China. Trade actually prevents war, but we're in actually war footing right now with Russia and China. And because of Russiagate, we've driven the Russians into joint military operations with the Chinese. The fact that they have all these troops down in Venezuela sitting on 5 trillion barrels of oil, at least, and nuclear materials, including a large stock of uranium and other strategic minerals. The fact that Venezuela is totally communist under control as a puppet of Cuba, and Cuba is a puppet of Russia, this is extremely dangerous. And the game that Putin is playing, to me, is a terminal game. It's a game that if we don't start getting really tough with Russia by seizing their bank accounts, we could have a thermonuclear exchange with their military bases and their population centers dead this year. We're not talking about 10 years from now. We're talking about tomorrow or the day after or next month. And I believe that people like yourself, myself, and John W. Spring are the only ones that are talking about the truth of how dangerous this is. And now we at least got the advisor for Trump saying how Trump advisor warns Russia on military presence in Venezuela. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented formula for 5-methylfolate, and herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinblastine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back at any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroperoxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroperoxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamin B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity. And the use of antioxidant H2 Plex Power C Plus and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Welcome back. So what I see happening here is very dangerous. And I see a partial response by some of the Trump advisors talking about the trying to tell the Russians to get out. I think the first thing to get out is to actually stop the refining of Venezuelan oil by U.S. refineries and the seizure of Russian bank accounts. That'll teach them a real strong lesson that we mean business. It also, the same thing should happen in China. I noticed that even on Fox News, for some reason or other, they mentioned lots of Russia stuff about the missiles, but there's 35,000 Chinese Special Forces troops there. And people need to understand the Chinese have nuclear submarines literally off the coast and three Chinese hospital ships. They're expecting some kind of conflict where they'll need hospital ships while the people are starving to death. And we can't get the military supplies in and the food supplies in without military support. Right now, Guaido's wife was in the White House a few days ago, and I don't think this problem is going to get solved unless Trump takes much more serious action. If it goes on for weeks, there's going to be lots of little children starved to death. And unfortunately, they've eaten a lot of them, their pets. They've lost a tremendous amount of weight. Much of the population's had to leave to Colombia and Brazil, and it's a national disaster in Venezuela that's not being fixed. Rob, I'd like you to comment on what you think is going to happen next, because I think this is going to be a real test for Trump in terms of how he deals with large powers that have got a bad attitude, Russia and China.
Well, yeah, you know, again, he's hamstrung by these imbeciles, these immature imbeciles, these Democrats in Congress. I'm not a geopolitical expert, but it would seem to me that, China's infringing on our nation every day, right, between buying our debt and buying up real estate in this nation. And they're still communists, right, running the place, and they want to take over the world. So, of course, we're being challenged. Then we got Russia on the other side, being challenged everywhere. And weakness, of course, looking at us as a weak nation. They're looking at how divided we are. So we're inviting all this onto ourselves. And I'm not sure how we get out of it. I mean, in my interpretation of Revelation 17 and 18, we're not going to get out of it. But I don't know if that's within the realm of what we're talking about here.
I'll tell you what's going to get us out of it, okay, to make this much more straightforward. First off, what's happening right now is we started 1,000 years ago so that you have a rapid drop in the magnetic field of the Earth and the movement of the North Pole. So in the last 100 years, it's moved very fast. The last 10 or 20 years, it's dropped significantly enough that the magnetosphere is significantly weaker. And we have two North Poles now in Siberia and two South Poles that are no longer in Antarctica. We have a geomagnetic hole in the South Atlantic Ocean near Antarctica that when you get out to the distance of 22,000 miles, it's five times the diameter of Earth, with no radiation protection from incoming X-rays, cosmic rays, or ultraviolet light to the South Atlantic by Antarctica. What we're having is we have a major climatic disasters with like the cyclone strikes of Mozambique and superstorm weather that destroyed the Midwest of the United States. So there's not going to be a crop in six states. Tens of thousands of wells are now kind of been contaminated in the western United States, and nobody's talking about they want to go help. We need satellite-based weather modification help to prevent these kind of things and future superstorms striking America, because I know we have the technology, which may or may not Trump be aware about the fact we have space-based weather modification technology, but obviously the globalists do, and they allow or permit or even cause this disaster to strike the Midwest and allow things to happen, including the droughts that are happening in the Middle East, North Africa, and the superstorm that struck Mozambique. So no one else in any other network is going to talk about this. Dr. Deagle will. And I want people to understand that we have Trump is relatively ignorant of a lot of the things going on inside his own government and his own highly secure classified agencies. And this is concerning me, because if I could talk to Trump as a Samuel counsel for myself, yourself, and others that I trust that it would advise Trump of what's really going on. Some of the people are getting the message, but just telling the Russians they're not happy, they want the Russians out of Venezuela, you can teach them a damn lesson by seizing their bank accounts and shutting down the refining of oil in Venezuela and embargoing any oil going to Cuba because these 46,000 Cuban special forces, including the private guard around Maduro, are there specifically to make sure that Venezuela continues to supply fuel to keep the regime of Cuba operational. With only fuel, they collapse. And this needs to happen fairly forthright because we're in danger of a thermonuclear attack, or at least, at the very least, an EMP attack by a weapon of indignation against American power grid, aren't we?
Yeah. I mean, that's a very tempting item for, you know, not just Russia and China, I mean, some of these so-called religion of peace types, Iran and whatnot, and it wouldn't be that hard to do, and it would be cataclysmic. I mean, the fact that the government, you know, we're not hardening our electrical grid and all that, just keep harkening back to the idea of these imbeciles worrying about carbon dioxide as a pollutant and not dealing with real issues, where you are inviting widespread disaster on our nation. And I keep coming back to the same conclusion. I mean, my breakdown of Revelation 17 and 18, this is the exact scenario that I painted out almost 10 years ago on how things are going to go down. I mean, you know, a lot of the silliness of these so-called prophecy experts, it's just not going to go down like that. So, unfortunately, and I hope I'm wrong, but it's just that's the direction it seems to be going. A cataclysmic attack on the United States, and it's going to happen relatively quickly.
I'll tell you what I think is going to happen. And this is not good, but I think this is my... And I'm not saying it prophetically. I'm saying analytically at this point in time. And when I can say it, when I do have a prophetic word for it, I'll say that and discern the difference. What I think is likely to happen is that Trump is going to hold things back, and the only thing holding the Russians and Chinese back is a terror of annihilation by American space and other advanced weapon systems we have. My feeling is Jared Kushner is going to get a peace treaty in the Middle East because what's going on in Israel right now and why the Prime Minister had to cancel his trip is because rocket attacks are occurring on the Israeli settlements by Hezbollah, by Iran and Russia. And they're stationed now right in Syria or right in areas where they can actually fire these rockets accurately right into Israeli settlements. Israel has to actually go out and preemptively attack these sites of these missile launches and destroy the missile launch silos that the Hezbollah has and the Iranians, which are now embedding themselves right next door to Israel. That means that we're at the point where Israel is going to have to do a preemptive attack to prevent a thermonuclear attack against their own cities and towns, or, you know, a hail of thousands of missiles destroying every community in Israel. And I believe we're at the point now where a we call a covenant with death to try to stop the danger of a thermonuclear war in the Middle East and a war with Russia and China is hanging in the balance now. Nobody wants to talk about this, including Trump, while he's campaigning in Michigan. But the fact is we're that close now. Your comments.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're looking at this nation as a sign of weakness, you know, the previous regime and what's going on, the way Trump's being torn down. After all, he's only human. But there is another aspect to it, too.
Rob, when you stop talking, you want to mute your phone because there's some kind of frosthog jabber coming back when you're not talking. It's kind of bouncing back to our studio. Yeah, okay, go ahead, please continue.
I'm going to get that squared away.
So just when you're not talking, just mute it for a second.
Okay, you know what? So basically, you know, there's another aspect to all this, and that is that I think that, you know, Putin's looking at the United States as a bunch of mentally imbalanced psychopaths, and, you know, he may not be that far off.
I think he's got a bad judgment because there's a number of people that want to continue Russiagate and all the foolishness. But in fact, Russia did have Russiagate with the Clinton Foundation, with the uranium one. And in fact, Mueller is actually part of the reason why he shut things down is because he's guilty of the cover-up of 9/11, uranium one, and also Benghazi. Mueller himself is a criminal. And people need to understand that he's part of the cabal, including Susan Rice and others, that were covering up 9/11 and involved with the PNAC people that were trying to balkanize the Middle East with a project for the new American century. Mueller's part of the problem. And he probably realized that if he didn't proceed with actually absolving Trump and getting out of the way, he was going to get in trouble. Now, right now, when Trump starts to release the FISA documents and all the other documents to prove exactly what was going on, we're going to find out just how bad things are, aren't we?
We are. Can you hear me okay now? I muted.
I can, yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah,
But, what I was saying is, there's the weakness of the whole thing, China. But I think also that Putin is looking at the United States as a bunch of deranged psychopaths, or at least a large part.
Well, I don't think he's a lumper. I think he understands that there's Trump and there's other people that have a clue. But there's other idiots like the Democrats and the Ronald Republicans who want to pretend there's not a problem. The fact is that Russia they have a superiority complex, thinking we want to rebuild the Soviet Union, which is the one they want to take over again, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Poland, and Ukraine, and they're not going to do that, okay? The Russians, basically, their empire has fallen because socialism and communism, godless socialism and communism doesn't work. And he's trying to maintain the communist empire in the face of pretending to be a religious leader of the Russian Orthodox Church, which is they're in direct opposition. You can't have communism and have true religion where your rights come from the Creator God. So Putin's a liar, okay? And Putin, to me, is a good example of, the new elite in Russia that are billionaires simply because they take a percentage of everything that goes on. If his bank accounts were seized and his power was seized, he would lose his ability to do all those things of going to his dacha and all the other things. What's going on in Russia is the largest aluminum manufacturer in the world is a Russian. People don't understand this. The Russians are playing hardball with us, and they want to re-exert the Soviet Union. And now they're doing conjoint military operations with China, because if they could decapitate America somehow and still maintain the Soviet Union, Russia and China would rule the world, wouldn't they?
Yeah, again, that's my opinion. That's part of the equation. The other part of the equation is, when the Democrats get rid of Trump, which I think they will eventually. Maybe they can't impeach him.
They won't get rid of him. I tell you what, I'm not worried about Trump, because Trump's going to get reelected. What I'm worried about is after Trump. Do I see another leader rising, like his Vice President Pence? Do I see another leader rising that's going to have the billions in the bank to defend himself legally from all the foolishness? Do I see someone rising who's had the hardest work in hard business like New York real estate? No. I don't see anybody replacing Trump after Trump's gone. I also want Trump to become a real-life Christian president. I call him Trump Pinocchio. Because right now he's a white hat, real American patriot, and he is potentially the best president we've ever had, although he's screwing up. He pushes 5G network, he pushes recycling of water that goes into our reservoirs or groundwater tables, which is bad. He's pushing 5G network. He's not doing things at the border properly. He should be sending the troops to Mexico and Central America to clear out the cartels and also clear out our agencies like SAD, the Special Activity Division of the CIA, that manages the drug cartels like Sinaloa. He's not dealing with Russia and China by seizing their bank accounts and shutting down the ability to even refine oil from Venezuela and America. I know they say it stopped. I don't believe it stopped. I want proof that there's not one drop of Venezuelan oil being refined by America and an embargo so that there's a ship bringing oil to Cuba. It stopped. Because 46,000 Cuban Special Operations Forces, including a private guard around Maduro, is an act of war against America. And as far as I'm concerned, Cuba is at war with us now. We need to actually face the music and stop playing the game here until things get really out of hand, aren't we?
Well, yeah. I mean, Cuba's like, they're kind of like the little pest, I guess, or whatever, little tool of Russia and China. Like they always have been. And
well, it's very straightforward. Kim, I'm sure, would be straightened in Switzerland. He would actually do a deal. But the Rosatom rockets and the guidance systems, you want to turn off your phone there. The Rosatom rockets and the guidance systems are actually coming from Russia, from Rosatom outside Moscow. And the Chinese are supporting them financially with material and so on to build these rockets. So Kim couldn't have anything unless Russia and China were supporting him. And the proliferation of nuclear weapons to Iran and other potential countries is very dangerous, all pushed by Russia and China. If anybody thinks Russia and China are planning, somehow figuring that they're going to do somehow a way to protect themselves against incoming nuclear missiles and stop America so they can actually survive a nuclear war, mutual assured destruction has stopped them before. But then we have the wild card of Islam. Islam is trying to acquire nuclear weapons. Pakistan, the Waziristani plant, makes more nukes per month than all of the other plants in the world. And that's care of our previous presidents that allowed this to happen. So what I see is happening is very, very dangerous, and people don't get it. They don't get it. They don't realize how close things are. And Trump needs to be much more Trumpian. He needs to scare the hell out of the Russians and Chinese. He needs to actually make sure, not just have somebody advise, we better pull Russian presence out of Venezuela. Do you think with a stern verbal warning they're going to do it? No. They're not going to do it unless there's a financial warning or a warning that, you know, we've seized all your leaders' bank accounts, and if you don't pull out, we're going to come in with a military force that'll be a blitzkrieg to destroy all your troops. You know, right now these young little kids in Venezuela are starving to death, and Russia and China have got their presence there trying to stop us from seeing the fall of Maduro and the insertion of Guaido, the proper election. Curdivasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system to our parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back. So, you know, Rob, I want to mention something really important here. There's a lot of other jabberwockies talking on alternative radio, and even the main network, CNN, MSNBC, even Fox, even really good guys, and guys I consider probably top-notch, Hannity, and my favorite guy there is actually Tucker Carlson. But he has red lines he won't cross. I'm going to try to see if I can get actually on his show or he can get on my show. Or interview them by video, etc. But to be honest with you, the deep state has enough control, even through Murdoch. They don't want to have us talking. For example, Murdoch personally is invested in the Golan Heights, which, by the way, Donald Trump certainly endorsed the transfer of the property of the Golan Heights from Syria directly to Israel because of the danger of missile attacks from Golan. And they're planning on putting 100,000 Jews in the Golan to increase the population there so they won't be in danger of missile attacks from Golan on the settlements down below. Now, the problem is Murdoch has actually started drilling there last year on Syrian territory, even before the transfer actually had physically occurred or America invalidated it. So you have to understand what's going on even in Cuba and Venezuela. Even though these communist regimes have to be decapitated, they won't be decapitated and cut up and given back to the people of Cuba or Venezuela. It'll be given to transnational corporations. They have a tally, actually, of the number of days the Texaco lost the refinery in Cuba, which is something like 200 and some thousand days since the Texaco refinery in Cuba was taken over by the Cuban government. So what I'm really concerned about, the same thing with the corporatization of America and everybody's birth certificate and 32-note paper, people don't realize that the global corporations and the New World Order is moving ahead even under the nose of Donald Trump. Now, I support Trump. I'll vote for him again. But I want the man to start facing some reality that the globalists behind him have a right-sided version of the New World Order that they're pushing forward, which is a Washington, D.C. globalist vetted system of reserve banks in control of the entire planet, primarily under the Druidic Council of 13 and the Black Pope, called the Pope of Rome right now, the current Pope, and the reserve system out of Europe and the American dollar, which are totally running 90% of the world currency. People don't get it, that the New World Order is not slowing down at all. Spread a 5G network, spread a recycling water. We have weather modification technology. There's no need for America to be suffering even superstorms. It's ridiculous. What I know, having a classified access to information, the fact that America had the Midwest destroyed for six states, the fact we have Puerto Rico destroyed last year, none of these things should have happened because we have weather modification and protective technology. And so what's going on here? Either Trump is ignorant or he's part of the problem. So I want you to comment on that.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, Trump's only human. Maybe he's only handled so much. So maybe.
No, I'm not going to give him that out. Let me tell you what the problem is. I've been trying to get through the Kelly filter. Now we have the his bean counter filter, and we also have Pompeo, who, by the way, is a bad guy. And if we could get through to Trump, and you and I and some other advisors could tell him straight up and just. Let's ask us questions, because I had above top secret clearance. I have still contacts that when I do shows, I get people inside the intel agencies contact me with information. For example, after the show some years ago, I got an intel agent contacting me with information just 2 years ago about the Photoshop birth certificate Barack Obama was totally manufactured. And if you ever said on CNN or MSNBC that Barack Obama is not an American, of course he's not an American. He wasn't even born here, okay? And they pseudoed up the birth certificate by taking somebody else's birth certificate, and we even know the original for his birth certificate in Hawaii. So the fact is, it was an intel agency that contacted me with the actual info. What you're not going to hear this on Alex Jones or on Rents or anywhere else. They're going to entertain you with weird stuff. Oh, that's weird to hear these stories about UFOs and so on. You want to hear stuff that's going to change your life, whether it's your health or geopolitical or spiritual. And most of the churches are lost in space, because if they let someone like me come and speak to their church even by video, they get a taste of what for. They get prophetic and apostolic warning that we're on the edge of a nuclear war. When Paul Craig Roberts, who's a nuclear expert, and others actually say how dangerous things are, I think some of the people around Trump are doing it, but remember, they're globalists. They're saying, well, we need a carpet bomb. You know, I think it was Lightning Bolt, I call him, John Lightning Bolt. You need a carpet bomb, Venezuela. No, you don't. You need to surgically excise them. But the first thing you do, stop processing Venezuelan oil, cut off the bank accounts of Putin and his oligarchs with their weapons aimed at our throat. And the same with the Chinese. Why are 35,000 Chinese troops in Venezuela? Now, I mentioned this to Harley Schlanger, and he keeps talking about all the positive things about 500 businessmen going with Xi to Europe to try to do business with Italy and so on. China does a multi-side track on this. They want to be your best friend and your worst enemy at the same time, because they're trying to put the screws to us. And people don't get it. The same with the churches. The churches are pastors that have got their head up their butt, and they won't talk about prophetic things because they don't understand it, because they're not prophets. They don't understand geopolitical or classified information. They are not a locksmith of the Bible, which means no scriptures or private interpretation, 2 Peter 2:10. So what I see happening is this show and my network and my co-hosts are the only place to get the full truth and figure out what's going on, and we need to get to talk to Trump. I'm working hard to get mano and mano with Trump, and I have some new contacts that maybe it'll allow us. Because if I could get to talk to Trump on a weekly basis, the man would change. He would become, number one, a real Christian. Number two, his international policy would start targeting the individuals. It's only a tiny clique that runs the world banking system or the world terror organizations, like Putin and his oligarchs, or the Chinese PLA shipping enough carfentanil to kill half the American population since January. I could surgically cut those buggers off so fast they wouldn't know where their heads would spin, and we would then build a missile defense system we would share with other countries, so nobody would be in fear of dying of a thermonuclear flash and x-rays that would make our cells pop at 50,000 degrees. That's where we're going. And the human race is on a knife's edge. I mean, tomorrow, today, next week, we could have a thermonuclear war if somebody just makes a mistake. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, the whole world's going insane. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Well, they're just going luciferic. The devil's laughing his head off because he wants them to kill God's children. He wants to cut off the human race. He doesn't want the bride of the Most High to marry the Eternal One, which is Yeshua HaMashiach, returning. He doesn't want an eternal bride, which is a human race spreading across the cosmos to terraform planets like Mars and Titan, and moons like Titan, and spread across the cosmos, bringing in the energy flux density, a term used by Harley Schlanger and Lyndon LaRouche. That would mean we're going to bring order into the chaos of a very, very confused and evil universe. The fact is, the human race needs extended lifespan to have wisdom, which is what I'm working on. It needs to have a system where healthcare is affordable in America and no one's left out, or they don't kill the unborn. That's why I'm going to try to get Rand Paul on the program talking about his life at conception bill, which their agencies say they have a 5% chance of it passing. America thinks it can poke God in the eye and it's still going to have a civilization in a country 200 years from now. No, it's not. America's going to die. And God's going to make sure that, you know, that scripture that says Babylon has fallen, great were their wealth and how all the nations made money with them. That's America. We are the New World Order. It's the United States Corporation out of Washington, D.C. that's the New World Order. People don't get that, do they?
Absolutely not. I mean, there's no doubt that Mystery Babylon, Revelation 17, is the United States, and specifically probably New York City, Washington, D.C. complex. But
right.
Yeah, no, that's exactly correct.
And Canary Square in Britain, because the Canary Square in Britain sets a gold price every morning with tea with Lord Evil Rothschild. With his morning tea at Greenwich Mean Time, when he gets his first cup of tea, and he sets a gold price. So the LBMA certification agency. What people don't understand is, you can ask me a question on any topic, medical, geopolitical, spiritual, whatever, and I'll give you an answer. And they don't want to have that. That's why other co-hosts are terrified of Deagle. You know why? They're justifiably terrified. And that's why I get no callers that wanted to argue with me. They'll say ad hominem attacks like, you're a freak deagle, or you're this or that, or say effing words. Guess what? Those poor people that want to attack the messenger that brings grace, all they have left for them and their miserable bodies and souls is judgment. And I pray for them. I pray for people who are stupid enough to want to attack Deagle. I want them to know I'm not here for you to like me. I'm here to tell you the truth. I'm here to tell you a way out. I'm here to tell a way to get your health back and your geopolitical things back. And that includes you, Mr. Trump. As you said before on this show, you're either going to answer me and interact with me now or at the judgment seat of God, because he's going to call Deagle over here and say, hey, Trump, did Deagle try to warn you on this show when he tried to contact you with letters from John W. Spring of the danger of Laurentia Island? Did he warn you what the Russians and Chinese were doing and the Iranians with troops down in Venezuela? Did he warn you he had no missile defense and you talked about a space force? Which, by the way, they don't need the diversion. I read that article earlier by John W. Spring. A space force is pie in the sky. I want missile defense, and I know how to make it. Very cheaply and very quickly with the Gerald Bull super cannon and plasma rockets. And if you don't do it quickly, you could be facing a thermonuclear annihilation of your military sites and your cities in America in a matter of hours. And people don't get that, do they?
Well, people don't get a lot of stuff. I mean, that's just the way it is right now.
Yeah, but the same thing with medicine. I mean, I'm a medical legal expert in every specialty. I see some things that are done right. It's a tiny minority. Most things are done wrong or screwy. I'll give you an example. I had a call just yesterday about a woman who had a needle biopsy and they wanted to do a mastectomy immediately without even staging her cancer. I said, did they do a spiral thin section CT and a PET scan within 48 hours? Oh, no, they're weeks out in doing the PET. I said, you're supposed to do them within 48 hours. So a lesion on the CT shows up in the PET. And then you can stage it. And did they do cancer markers? Oh, they did this and this. They didn't do an AMAS or a Nogalase level on her. They're screwing around, and then they're talking about mastectomies. And if you do surgery without having cancer suppression like our nutraceuticals, you spread the tumor. You guarantee it's going to spread and metastasize by doing surgery on someone. The same thing geopolitically. I have the intellectual, you know, I mean, I'm not Superman. I can't go near the speed of light. But intellectually and spiritually, I'm Superman. And I'm trying to tell people that Deagle has all, not some of the answers, all. And the problem is that makes me very disturbed is I want people to challenge me, not on ad hominem attacks. I want them to challenge me intellectually. Say, why do you know that, Deagle? I said, God allows me to have supernatural contact, intelligence agency contacts, and Homeland Security, CENTCOM, and the Pentagon still. And they contact me. They contact me because they know Deagle's telling the truth. People like, I'm going to try to get on the program, our guy that we talked about in the last hour, that talked about the intel agencies, how they know it was a thumb drive. I have proof that the thumb drive was a transfer. It wasn't through Russians or hacked by the DNC with, you know, the GOP doing it. No, it was a thumb drive transfer. That's why Sasbridge is dead. He's dead because he was the one involved with whistleblowing about the thumb drive transfer of data from the DNC. And the DNC are involved as primes. No one accessed their computer, did they? You know why? Because Hillary Clinton's the highest level female warlock in the Western world. She's not wearing orange because she's got the goods on thousands, maybe tens of thousands. It's that evil. People don't get it. When I met her personally at Dakota Ridge High School, I held her hand. It was like holding a whole old, wet, cold, frozen mackerel. And she jumped back because I could see with second sight she had a 16-foot-8 Draco reptilian inside her. She's been sacrificed for her parents and her ancestors to the Draco reptilians because she's a wizard. People don't understand these people of clay and iron are indwelt by avataring demonic entities. They're possessed. People don't want to believe in possession, but if Jesus said it, at the demoniac of the Gadareans, people say, well, I believe the Bible. I said, do you believe that he traveled across the Sea of Gennesaret to cast out the demoniac of the Gadareans? Oh, well, I don't know about that. I said, well, he wrote it in the Bible. Do you not understand that we have possession in our day? All of our druidic leaders and our high-level masons, all of them are possessed, including the leaders of our intel agencies. They're possessed. They're not just human beings that are disturbed or mentally ill or evil on their own. They're avatared. People need to start grasping that, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
It's so much more evil than anybody nationally can understand. It's not just self-serving, egotistical, greedy humans. It's much worse than that.